With this KLEM Sports Update for this Wednesday, May 13th, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Well, yesterday, another conference championship tournament was taking place in the sport of golf, girls golf this time, as the War Eagle Conference tournament was taking place in town at Willow Creek Golf Course. Taking a look first at the team standings, the Hinton Blackhawks come away with the tournament title, shooting a 366, 12 strokes better than second place, and that was due in large part to the consistency the Blackhawks showed, with four golfers in the top six individually. Hinton head coach Joel Small says that shows the depth that his team has formed over the season.
The consistency our team had, I mean, a 78 and 396s, and I think we had five of our golfers hit personal best. We don't always play a lot of 18-hole tournaments, but we had five of the six do a personal best today. So we played really well at the right time, and I think we've been playing pretty consistent golf.
One of those five golfers that shot an 18-hole personal best score was Chloe Bolke, who shot a 96. Coach Small says she's been a big addition for the team, especially with this being her first year of playing golf.
I look at Chloe Bolke, a sophomore, her first year of golf. You know, this is her first true competition of golf. This first year she's really played. And, gosh, she's hitting the ball really well right now. And if she can get her short game intact, she can bring that number down too. She's going to be a good little athlete.
Again, Hinton comes away with the conference tournament title. Akron Westfield was second on the girls' side, shooting a 378. Then other area teams, it was MMCRU in fourth, shooting a 416. Remsen St. Mary's was fifth, shooting a 425. And Galen Catholic was sixth, shooting a 437. The individual leaderboard saw Ashlyn Kramer repeat as War Eagle Conference champion individually, shooting a 78. And Kramer says with this being her senior season, she's just happy to see all her hard work pay off.
It means a lot. It shows that everything I've put into golf the last 4 years has paid off. And to go out as a conference champ, I mean, it builds confidence going into postseason for sure. And it means a lot to leave a mark as the last back-to-back conference champ.
Kramer individually beat second place by 8 strokes, a very dominant showing, and of course, it takes a complete round of golf to be able to shoot that low. Kramer says that she did play a complete round yesterday, and just about everything was going well.
My drives were like my bread and butter today, and I played smart, like those holes that you have to go over the water. I didn't try because the wind picked up a lot, so I just laid up, and then I just played my game. I stayed calm. You get my bad hole was a bogey today. I didn't have any doubles. So even if you had a bogey, it was just like, come back the next hole, make every shot better, and you can't dwell on the past because it can only get worse in this wind and these fast greens. But I just played my game and I stayed calm.
Yeah, and that led to a great day again, a 78 for Ashlyn Kramer. The second place golfer was from Akron Westfield. That was Peyton Vanderhelm shooting an 86. Then it was Ainsley Nasland of Akron Westfield, Carlin Kovarna of Hinton, Chloe Bolke of Hinton, and Madison Hoppe of Hinton, all shooting a 96, going third through sixth there as well. Emerson Gravitish of Akron Westfield was seventh with a 97, and then Akron Westfield's Kaylee Minen rounded out the top 10 with a score of 99. Ella Draper and Gracie Schrader were MMCRU's top golfers, tying for 11th, each shooting identical 100s. Allison Garvin of Remsen St. Mary's was the top golfer for the Hawks. She finished 13th with a 101. And Galen Catholic's top golfer was Isabel Lammer. She finished 19th with a 103. And you can check out the more detailed leaderboard from the Girls War Eagle Conference Golf Tournament yesterday. It's on our website at KLEM1410.com. Also there, we have some Missouri River Activities Conference girls soccer and boys soccer scores. Let's go to the girls soccer scoreboard first. Sioux City East shut out Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 6-0. Sioux City West and Sergeant Bluff Luton played to a 2-2 tie. Then Sioux City North shut out Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln and girls soccer 1-0 as well. On to the boys' side, the Sioux City East boys picked up a 5-0 win over Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson. Sioux City North shut out Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln 6-0. And it was Sergeant Bluff Luton over Sioux City City West, tying with Sioux City West by a score of 2-2. All of those varsity high school sports scores and results, you can find those on our website at KLEM1410.com. We're going to step out of the high school ranks a little bit and recap the last couple of days of Little League results at the John Britton Little League Complex. We'll start on Monday, where in junior boys action, it was the Mariners beating the D-backs by a score of 10-7. Major girls scores from Monday: Mystics beat the Liberty 14-2, Aces beat the Lynx 5-2, and the Fever were a winner over the Hawks 10-2. In minor league girls action, the Lightning beat the Comets 12-6, the Hurricanes knocked off the Suns 12-0, Sparks and Thunder played to a 5-5 tie, and the Avalanche beat the Storm 10-8. To yesterday's Little League scoreboard in major boys action, the Tigers beat the Rockies 6-2. The Angels were a winner over the Dodgers 9-6. The Cubs beat the Pirates 6-2. Yankees shut out the Braves 5-0. And the White Sox were a winner over the A's 14-5. Then in minor league boys scores, the Tin Caps beat the River Bandits by a score of 14-10. The Grasshoppers beat the Knights 10-9. The Bulls over the Red Wings 8-4. The Bats beat the Hooks 12-8, and the Raptors were a big winner over the Emeralds by a score of 14-0. Of course, you can check out the Little League scores and results from the various baseball and softball happening at that level. You can check those out on our website, KLEM1410.com. If you check out the sports scores and results page, click on the button at the top of the page for your Little League scores and results. Well, we also wanted to catch you up as well on some sports happenings that took place this weekend down in the Des Moines Metro. It was the girls and boys middle school track championships that were hosted by the Iowa Track and Field Coaches Association. Galen Catholic had a number of track and field competitions there, both 7th grade and 8th grade events. We'll give you a quick rundown of some of the individual results on the girls' side. The Galen Catholic girls middle school 8th grade sprint medley relay team of Addie Anderson, Maya Weiler, Shelby Blair, and Taylor LeBon finished 7th overall with a time of 2:06.14. Then the 4x100-meter relay team, that was Anderson, Blair, Weiler, as well as Paige Bickford, finished 8th, a time of 56.15 seconds. And then Aubrey Bonenkamp in the 800-meter run, 2:38.83, finished in 8th place as well. Good showing for the Galen Catholic girls. On the boys' side, the Galen Catholic boys had some great field events, led by Caden Shea. Shea finished 4th in the shot put, 41 feet, 7.5 inches, already off to a good start. Shea then finished 5th in the discus at 117 feet, 11 inches. The best relay event for the Galen Catholic boys middle school track team, it was the 4x800-meter relay. That was Jaden Bunkers, Andre Ramirez, Evan Hausman, and Levi Sitzman, a time of 9:37.61, and they finished 4th as a team. Congrats to the Galen Catholic middle school track and field teams on their great competitions over the weekend down in Des Moines at the State Middle School Track Championships. Well, let's take a look now at the sports schedule for today, where it is postseason boys golf day. Sectional meets are taking place around the state, and specifically in Northwest Iowa. We have a number of our area teams competing, so let's get you the rundown of where everybody is at today. Starting in Class 1A in Section 1 in Hull at Rolling Hills Country Club, that's where Galen Catholic, Akron Westfield, Kingsley Pearson, and Remsen St. Mary's are all in attendance. And they'll be competing with a perennial power. Boyden Hull is in attendance, as is South O'Brien and Storm Lake St. Mary's. In Class 2A and Section 1B, Hinton is in action at the Holstein Country Club. They're taking on Alta Aurelia, Kemper Catholic, Lawton Bronson, Logan Magnolia, MVAOCOU, OABCIG, and Ridgeview. And then in Class 2A, Section 2B, at the Red Oak Country Club, MMCRU made the long trip down there. They'll be competing against Missouri Valley, Red Oak, Riverside, Shenandoah, Trainer, Tri-Center, and Underwood. That's where the Royals are competing against some different opponents than what they're used to. We'll make sure we pass along results from these sectional meets and let you know who's advancing on to next week's district meets. We'll do that right here on KLEM Radio. Check that out as well email at KLEM1410.com. You can also follow us on Twitter for up-to-date sports news and notes at KLEM Sports on Twitter. Well, this has been your Wednesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Verstegen.